exterior roadside. We hear the dragging of a body along a rocky road, also the heavy breathing of Fiona. We stay on this for a while until we feel knackered ourselves. Eventually she stops, gathers her breath, then she checks on Fiona, who she's been, on Alistair, who she's been dragging. She gently taps on his cheek to bring him to.
There he is.
Fee?
I'm right here.
It's dark.
Yeah. Ow. The sun's going down, that's all. Here, have a sip of water.
Fiona takes a flask of water from her pack and screws the top and gently pours a little water into Alistair's mouth.
There we go.
You haven't got gin.
Tell you what, when we get back to the village, I'll buy you the biggest G&T you have ever seen.
We're not getting back.
Of course we will. Just a little bit further.
It's miles. How's it looking? Fee. How's my leg?
You know that river dance bloke, what's his name? Flatley. Apparently, he insured his legs for like 40 million quid or something.
Fee, I can't tell. I can tell it's bad.
But then again, Kylie Minogue insured her ass, so maybe it's a celeb thing.
I feel it in your head.
Hang on. Shit. Shit, there's a light. Headlight. Al? There's a car heading up that hill.
Great.
Okay, Al, listen to me. I'm going to find that car. I'm going to get help and we're going to get some help, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to leave you. I don't think we have another choice. Right, stay here. Okay, I'm going to leave some water. Here. This blanket should keep you warm. Now, stay awake, okay? You must do everything you can to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back in no time. Just stay awake for me, Al. Say it.
Stay awake.
Good. Right, I'll be right back.
Fiona gets up and starts running. She runs and runs until we can't hear her footsteps anymore.
Sorry.